BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
I've had two close encounters with herons. The first was years ago, when I was driving west on the M4 past the steelworks at Port Talbot. And a heron, on its way from the hills to the sea, flew so close and so low that we met each other's eyes as its left wing brushed the windscreen. A heart-stopping moment for me and for the heron. The second was recently. I often see a heron in the reeds on the shore of a pond in our field next to the garden, standing stone still for hours, watching the water. One day, it walked through a gap in the hedge into the garden. I'd never before seen a heron walking. It heaved itself up onto the terrace, shuffling like an old bishop, wearing vestments that were too weighty. It looked in through the glass doors, saw me and took fright. It gathered its plumage and flew onto a low wall, only regaining its elegance once it was in the air, flying away downstream towards the pond.